Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schmoyer, and this is Bridge the Atlantic.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. If you're new here, consider subscribing for more episodes. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and filmmaker Marcia Novelli from Canada. When I'm not making music or doing this show, I'm producing records and directing music videos. Speaking of which, if you'd like to work together, just hit me up on one of my socials.
Before we jump into the interview, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger for as little as $1 per month. You'll gain access to all of our exclusive new Encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's right, and you can also head on over to our website to pick up one of our jazzy new shirts. You can use the coupon code BTARocks and you'll receive 20% off your order as our little way of saying gracias.
Joining us this week out of Ohio is founder of Video Creators, Tim Schmoyer. Tim has published thousands of videos, racked up millions of views, and is even certified by YouTube in audience growth.
With Video Creators, Tim helps YouTube creators effectively spread their message to reach people online. And we are very excited to hear the advice he has to offer for musicians, artists, and YouTube creators of all sorts on Bridge the Atlantic. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Let's get awkward right off the bat. Tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
I was trying to think of three things. I got to two, and I'll just throw in something random, I guess, for the third one. So first thing is I've been married for 12 years, and we've managed to have 7 kids in 8 of those years. So yeah, we're a little bit tired over here. But yeah, so the first thing I was thinking is just like, you know, my family is most important to me, and that's like why I do all this, and that's why I love creating, and that not just creating babies, but creating art and videos and things that help support that. And like out of all the people's lives that I want to change and impact through what I create online, it all really starts with my family, and that comes first. So impacting in their lives. So that's the first thing. Another thing is like, I tend to focus more on like mission-oriented type of stuff. So like a lot of people will just tell you what they do. A lot of people don't really tell you why they do it. And they all kind of like, hey, you should subscribe to my YouTube channel or my podcast because we do this thing. And they just focus on the what, but like never really go to the why. And I understand how that, where people are going with that. But I feel like for me, it's just like always got to come down to like the mission of not just what we're doing, but why we're doing it and why it matters. And so I tend to start there. And it's not even really about the money where it's like, you know, oh, I'm doing this to make money or something. I always feel like money is like, and like if money's your goal, it'll ruin your life, you know, but money can be like an amazing tool that you use to gain more influence, to reach more people, to impact more lives, including your kids' lives. Right. So, just coming down to the why I think is really important for me. And then if you want a third thing, I used to be ranked in the world at a video game called Guild Wars. Does that matter to anybody?
That works.
That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
It's like an online MMO from back before I was married. I had time to play video games.
And, before you had 7 kids, I think. It's more so
8 hours a day. That's what I did. Yeah. Now it's 8 hours a day of diapers.
Well, I'm going to say my oldest is 5. My second is 2.5. And my third one's on the way. And I just started squeezing in a little bit of video game play. Because I need it. I miss it. And I did a little bit of it. I do want to say, though, I really like that you said, you know, why you do it. Because right before this interview, Tim actually asked us, he asked us, you know, why we do what we're doing or what we're doing. And I think I really explained what we're doing. But the reason why we're doing this is because we want other people to avoid the mistakes that we've made over our lives so far in the creative industries. And it's like, let us take all these years, not just from us, but, you know, wonderful guests like yourself that come on the show. And let's all tell you, don't make these mistakes we made. This is how you do stuff. you know, and so I guess that's the reason why we do it. You made me think about it. I like that. I really like that.
Absolutely. So, Tim, I'd really like to ask you what you think some of the biggest misconceptions that creatives have around building an audience online, maybe focusing more so on YouTube, but yeah, just kind of in general, if there are any misconceptions that you would like to help us bust or stomp on or squash.
The biggest ones I deal with as a YouTube consultant and a full-time YouTube creator myself and multiple channels and things is people, I think a lot of people think when they look at YouTube, they're like, oh, that looks easy, right? I can do that. And they get into it. In fact, the video I just published today on my video creators channel is like why you stopped making videos. And it's because people think like the people who do art really well make it look so easy, whether it's like an actor or an actress, a musician, a YouTube creator, a filmmaker, whatever, like those types of creative people with art, drawing, painting, like they make it look so easy. And the good ones make you think, oh, I could do that. And the truth is you can do that. But what you don't see is all the backstory to those creators and how long it took for them to get there and all the mistakes they made and all the grind they went through and the pushing and how much of their own sweat and tears and money and resources and time they poured into it, right? To make it look easy, even like watching like Super Bowl or football or something, which I know isn't a sport in either of your countries, but you know, it doesn't really matter whether it's soccer or cricket or whatever. Like the people who are really good make it look easy. And so that's definitely a thing that I see a lot of, it happens a lot where people are like, oh, I can do that. And they can, but they, most of them don't stick with it long enough to get there. They just thought it was easy. So that's a big misconception. It's not easy. It's hard.
I think I can really relate to that, not only as an artist myself, but I think Ross and I can relate to that doing this show for 3.5 years, you know, and seeing that it's a slow build, man. You know what I mean? And it, everyone's running their own race, you know, so try not to even compare to other people. But for us, you know, there's so many moments where we were ready to just pack it in because there isn't that immediate, you know, I guess 3.5 years in isn't an immediate, we wouldn't be amiss to say, oh, it wasn't immediate. But, you know, I think we just got to keep going. We got to keep going or else what else, you know? What else are you going to do? You just got to keep grinding and keep going and keep working your ass off.
Yeah, there's something said for working hard, right? And that's absolutely part of it. In my world with YouTube, there are some people, like I just talked with a creator this morning, actually. He's been on YouTube for 7 or 8 years now, I think. He's a full-time YouTube creator, has had, you know, a lot of success. But some people kind of, like, they don't keep learning. They don't keep growing and improving. So it's not just about working hard, because you could be doing the wrong things really hard, right? And so it's also about always challenging yourself, always thinking of new things, always getting inside ideas or outside ideas from other people. It's about going to different conferences and events, listening to podcasts like this and watching YouTube channels you wouldn't normally watch to get on this other inspiration. Otherwise, you just get into a rut creatively and your audience starts getting bored, you start getting bored, and it stops performing well overall. Even if you're not bored, it just stops performing because you're not challenging yourself.
Sorry. I think Casey Neistat actually even talked about that a bit because he...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was doing a daily vlog and then he stopped. He said, you know, it was just becoming too easy for him. He was doing the same tricks and he's like, it wasn't challenging anymore. So he wanted to do something that was a bit more challenging to himself. You know what I mean? And I find that it's remarkable. He could have kept just kind of cashing it in, but it's clearly not the main reason he's doing it. Like you said, money's great, you know, obviously, but it's got to come from a better place. You know, but speaking about all that, I do want to ask you about motivation, because, you know, motivation can be something that a lot of creatives struggle with, especially when they aren't seeing the results they are hoping for, whether immediate or long term.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to ask you, what can creators do to keep motivation up, even when things, or especially when things aren't going the way that they planned?
Yeah, I talk a lot about this on my channel. I call it the dip. I think I stole it from Seth Godin without knowing that. Someone else pointed that out. I'm like, darn it, he took it before I had it. But yeah, the dip is where you start off like really energized, really excited, and you're going full steam ahead. And then you start to have questions like, is this really going to work? And then you start slipping into discouragement. Maybe it goes into depression, and you finally get to the bottom and you're just like, I want to quit. That's the dip. And then those who push through the dip are the ones who then start like having new realizations, and they're the ones who grow. But when you're in that dip, For me, the main thing that's been helpful is making sure my goals are aligned with my mission, you know, and the thing I'm really trying to accomplish. So typically it's like in YouTube, it's you get discouraged because you're not getting enough views, or you're not getting enough subscribers, or you're not making enough money or something like that. But
or all three.
For me, yeah, or all three. Yeah. Comment. But for me, all those things are important, but they don't like, if the mission is at my business, Video Creators, is like, we want to help train and help train YouTube creators how to grow their YouTube audience so that they can spread a message that reaches people and changes their lives. So even right there, to kind of go back to what we were saying, that's the what and the why combined. The what, I'm going to teach you how to grow on YouTube. Why does it matter? So we reach people and change their lives. So that's my belief. So I have my belief and my why all kind of wrapped in there together. But getting more views and subscribers for me isn't necessarily the goal. My goal is, how can I best help creators who have a mission behind what they're doing spread that message and reach more people and change their lives? And so like the goals that I set could be related and are related in many ways to stats and numbers, but ultimately it's related to like to people. And so I'd say like, let's say you get 100 views on a video. For some people, that's amazing. For some people, that's terrible. It's all kind of relative. But if that's like your mission, like say for me, it's less about trying to grow the biggest YouTube channel and more about how do I help the people I already have tell better stories, reach more people, spread better messages, you know, and impact more lives. And so to me, I just can't focus on the numbers only. I had to keep coming back to how well are we accomplishing the mission that we have here and what we're trying to do. And that's what kind of motivates, keeps me going, is the stories and things we hear.
Are you ready for 20 questions?
Sure.
Let's do this. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Minnesota or Ohio?
Ohio, absolutely. I lived in Minnesota. Oof.
CD or vinyl?
CD.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Education or experience?
Experience.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Style or substance?
Wow, that's a hard one. Substance.
Talent or attitude?
Attitude.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Spotify or Pandora?
Neither in my case, but I'll go with Spotify.
Okay, the next question, you're bound to compliment and insult a lot of people. Canada or Scotland?
Canada.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox.
Yeah! Ross is a PlayStation guy.
These aren't as hard as I thought they were going to be.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
Jackson.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Whale or kale?
For eating or
no,
just?
No.
Just in general.
As a general concept.
Yeah, there's no.
Kale, I
we
guess.
Keep these light. Bette Midler okay. Or the Riddler?
Riddler.
Your final question, Ross or Marcio?
Oh, this is always such a tough one.
Ross.
Oh.
I don't know.
Hey.
Why?
Same.
Because he's been sitting here just listening and taking things in.
I'm a sponge.
Like, there could be a lot.
He's
like
sponge.
Feverishly writing notes.
It's funny that you mentioned fever because I am sick today and I do have a bit of a fever. So Tim, thinking about creatives, is there one actionable piece of advice you'd offer to them to help them start building a following on YouTube? What should they be doing right now to help grow that audience?
Yeah, on YouTube, it's the challenge is all the competition. Well, that's one challenge. There's a lot of challenges on YouTube. One is the competition. One is getting discovered when no one's discovering you. There's a lot of them. But the three things I think I would say for creators, if you're just getting started, is we could talk about all the algorithm, metadata, type of nerdy data stuff, and all that's important. But at the end of the day, all those things are designed to surface content and videos that people react to, that people have a response to, that elicits some sort of reaction, emotion, or something like that. So rather than trying to trick the algorithm, like, let's just make content that does that. And you'll win all day long. So the main things that do that, number one, in my opinion, is kind of going back to what we've been talking about, is having a mission behind what you're doing and focusing not just on all the stats and all the numbers and all the subscribers and view counts of things, but focus on the things that those things actually represent. Like every view on your video represents an actual person who said, I'm going to give you a few minutes to speak into my life. What do you do with that opportunity? What are you going to, like, what do you say? That's a tremendous opportunity. And so have a mission behind what you're doing. Focus, you know, not just on the stats, but on the people behind it. So if you have 100 people watching your videos, like I fly across the country sometimes to speak to a group of 100 people in a room, right? That's a big deal. So for you to have 100 people on your videos watching you already, like that's awesome, right? The second thing that kind of goes along with that is, and this is becoming increasingly important on YouTube as more and more people are entering the space, the thing that will separate creatives now going forward, it used to be it was enough if you were just first, like the first person on YouTube to talk about this, the first vlogger on YouTube, first whatever. But now there's so many people in every niche, you have to separate yourself. And there's two things that I think will separate you. One is if you focus on learning all you can about storytelling. Because at the end of the day, what everyone's doing is telling stories. Well, even if it's an educational DIY how-to tutorial type of channel, they're still telling stories about a process or why this process matters, like your toilet got drained it got clogged, so you're going to make a video about how to unclog it. That's a story right there, you know? A gross one, but it's a story. So you need to learn storytelling because that's what gets people's hearts and emotions involved. You get them to click with titles and thumbnails, but after they click, everything that happens after that is what Google's looking at. Like how much time are they spending watching this video? How many videos do they watch after they watch this video? Do they end up subscribing? Do they like what kind of, you know, what does this person do? Do they watch only a few minutes and then abandon the video? Do they watch the full thing? And all those are signals to Google, like, yes, this is a story that's captured someone's attention, is keeping their attention and delivering the value it intended to deliver. So storytelling is going to be huge. And the people who do it well are going to rise up above all everyone else who's just making videos. And then the third thing is to kind of going along with that is creating a brand that instantly communicates what you need to communicate to the people that you want to draw into your community. Because there's so much noise. Just having some sort of fancy artwork on your YouTube channel and a channel trailer and consistent videos isn't enough anymore. Like you need to think about yourself as a brand. And if people discover you, maybe someone shared your video, maybe they clicked on it as a suggested video on YouTube or something. There's so much competition for eyeballs that they'll look at it and then they'll make a split second decision whether or not they want to subscribe, whether or not they want to watch more. And so they're kind of subconsciously asking themselves questions like, one, is this for me? Two, do I care about this? And, you know, well, those are the main two. And if it's yes, I feel like it's for them, and two, they do care, then they will subscribe and watch. But by creating a brand, I don't just mean like fancy logos and icons and having some fancy artwork. I mean, what does your brand represent? What does it make people feel? How does it quickly communicate that? And the best book that I can recommend on that has been really helpful for me and a lot of successful YouTube creators is a book called Primal Branding by a guy named Patrick Hanlon. And read that book and you'll understand exactly why videos that have terrible quality can get millions of views, or why people who are terrible musicians can sell out concert venues and go double platinum. You know, it's like, that's why the inferior products outsell the superior products, because at the end of the day, it has less to do sometimes with the actual quality of the material and more to do about the story that's being told around that material that's getting people to quickly be able to fall in love with that brand. So those are the three things I think I would start with.
Absolutely.
Mission, storytelling, and branding.
And I think that more artists out there of all kinds, especially I'd say even musicians particularly, really need to remember that they are a brand, you know?
Absolutely. I worked with a few musicians on YouTube, yeah. And that primal branding stuff, once we got that humming,
yeah,
as part of their brand, they took off much faster than like all the years of grunt work they did before.
Absolutely. Now, to everyone tuning into this right now, I just want to let you know that if you want to hear more from Tim, and why wouldn't you? He is a plethora of information and inspiration. You can head on over to our Patreon page to check out our exclusive Encore series, where we'll be chatting with Tim about engaging your audience on YouTube. And this special series is just for our patrons, so don't miss it. Tim, where is the best place for people to connect with you online?
YouTube.com/video creators is the main channel that teaches people how to grow their YouTube audience and spread a message that reaches people and changes lives.
Awesome.
Awesome. And as for us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of these shirts while you're there. Not this exact shirt, but one of these kind of shirts.
Yeah, that one needs to be washed.
Yeah. And as for me, I'm working on my second full-length solo album. You can check out my music on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere and anywhere you like to stream or download music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli, and say hi.
Yeah. And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, and Social Surge. If you need help growing your social media following, get in touch with Social Surge. All links are in the all links are in the description, so please check them out because they do what Russ.
They keep the show alive.
There we go.
And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated our rewards, which now includes sponsorship at the start of our interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic, and of course, gain access to our new Encore series.
Encore.
Make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
Tim, this has just been fantastic. I could listen to you talk all day, which is funny because I do when I watch your videos. Yeah. So thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.